reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is translated and commented by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Chapter 11, text number 53. Please repeat after me. Na,
na,
never,
never.
Aham,
aham.
I. Vedai,
Vedai,
by study of Vedas.
Na,
never. Tapasya,
by
serious penances.
Na,
never.
Danena,
by charity.
Na,
never.
Cha,
also.
Ijya,
by worshipping.
Shakya,
it is possible.
Evam
vidha,
like this.
Drashto, to see.
Drashtvan,
seeing.
Asi,
you are.
Mam,
me.
Yatha,
yes.
Naham vedarna tapasa,
na danena na ijyata,
sakya evam vidho drashtam,
drashtu vanasi mam yatha,
naham vedarna tapasa,
na danena na chejyaja,
sakya evam vidho drashtum,
drushtva
nasi mam yatha,
naham vedarna
tapasa,
na danena chejyaja,
sakya evam vidho drashtum,
drushtva vanasi mam yatha.
Naham vedarna tapasa,
na danena na chechaya,
na danena na chechaya,
sakya evam vidho drashtum,
sakya evam vidho drashtum,
drishtavanasi mam yatha,
drishtavanasi mam yatha.
Naham vedarna tapasa,
naham vedarna tapasa,
tapasa,
na danena
chejaya,
sakya evam vidho drashtum,
drishtavanasi mam yatha. Ladies,
Nada de nada,
Shakya. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The form you are seeing with your transcendental eyes cannot be understood simply by studying the Vedas, nor by undergoing serious penances, nor by charity, nor by worship. It is not by these means that one can see me as I am. Repeat after me, please. The form you are seeing, with your transcendental eyes, cannot be understood simply by studying the Vedas, nor by undergoing serious penances, nor by charity, nor by worship. It is not by these means that one can see me as I am. Purport. Krishna first appeared before his parents Devaki and Vasudev in a 400 form, and then he transformed himself into the 200 forms. This mystery is very difficult to understand for those who are atheist or who are devoid of devotional service. For scholars who have simply studied Vedic literature by way of grammatical knowledge or mere academic qualifications, Krishna is not possible to understand. Nor is he to be understood by persons who officially go to the temple to offer worship. They make their visit, but they cannot understand Krishna as he is. Krishna can be understood only through the path of devotional service, as explained by Krishna himself in the next verse. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaka Dhamayam Dadante Svapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Naham Vedair, na tapasha, na danena, na cha ijyaya, sakya evam vidho drashtum, drushtvan asi mam yatha. The form you are seeing with your transcendental eyes cannot be understood simply by studying the Vedas, nor by undergoing serious penances, nor by charity, nor by worship. It is not by these means that one can see me as I am. So, this chapter titled The Universal Form. So, when Arjun, he was perplexed and whether to fight or not, and then Lord speaks whole Bhagavad Gita, including how he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then, to emphasize more, he gives him the transcendental vision and shows him his universal form. This universal form is temporary. The pseudo, or rather the beginners, they worship this form, thinking that this form includes all demigods, all living entities, Brahma, Lord Shiva, and everybody is included in this form, universal form. So they get attracted to this form. But this form is not permanent form of Lord Sri Krishna. It is temporary. Even though it is temporary, it is transcendental, and this form, he says, cannot be seen by any other means than to perform his transcendental loving service, bhakti. So next verse, he is explaining that, 54 verse. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Sorry. Bhaktya tva ananya sakya. Aham eva vidu Arjuna. And also the words which I spoke by chance. The next verse is this. Bhaktya tva ananya sakya. Aham eva vidu Arjuna. That Krishna can be only known as he is by bhakti. Bhakti means a transcendental loving devotional service to Krishna. And ordinary bhakti, very definition of bhakti rather, is anya bilasita sunyam, rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchyate sarva upadhi vinirmuktam. Tat paratvena nirmalam. So by getting rid of all this mundane material designation, we have to become pure. And under such circumstances, we have to serve the Lord. How? We have to serve Lord through our senses. We have to serve the senses of Rishikesh. And that is bhakti. Narad Pancharatra defines like that. So this is how we can know Krishna. By loving transcendental devotional service. Not just devotional service also. It should be loving transcendental devotional service. So Rupa Goswami gives an higher definition for pure bhakti. And he says, anya bilasita sunyam. That you have to give up all other desires, mundane material desires. And even you have to give up desires for liberation. You have to give up desire to acquire different siddhis. You have to give up desire for everything else but to execute transcendental devotional service to Krishna. So that is what anya abhilasa sunya. Any other desire than serving Krishna should be null and void from the heart. So that means heart should be cleansed. The heart should be very, very clean and neat, and very lovable, very soft, humble, humility. So, anya vilasita sunyam, gyan karma dhanavrutam. And you have to give up this speculative knowledge, which is offered by Vedas. Gyan karma. Gyan karma. Karma means fruitive activities that is offered in Karma Kanda section of the Vedas. So we have to give up Gyan, Karma, Adi, etc., etc. Gyan, Karma, pseudo renunciation, false renunciation. We have to give up giving out charity for understanding Krishna. It's not that we should give up giving out charity. Charity must be performed. But if you want to understand Krishna, that is not the qualification. By charity, we can acquire the heavenly planets and enjoy the heavenly delights. But by this charity, we cannot understand Krishna. Tetam bhuktva svargalokam vishalam kshine punye mrityalokam visanti ayi trayi dharma anuprapanna gata gatam kama kama labhante. Charity means you acquire pious credit, punya karma. And punya karma brings you to heavenly planets to enjoy the material enjoyment. So this daan, charity is also not the qualification to understand and to see Krishna. So anya vilasita sunyam gyan karma dhanavritam. Gyan, karma, etc. must be given up. Because when you entertain jnana with bhakti, then bhakti becomes misra bhakti. Gyan misra bhakti, karma misra bhakti, misram. But Prabhupada translates this word as unalloyed transcendental devotional service to Krishna. Unalloyed means no mixture. Alloy. There are so many different alloy. Prabhupada took this word from the harbor front in Boston when he arrived. There was a company named Unalloyed some company.
Steel.
Pardon me?
Steel.
Unalloyed steel company something. So unalloyed means steel is not mixed by any another elements. It is pure steel, unalloyed steel. So when bhakti is mixed, then it is alloyed bhakti. So when bhakti is not mixed by jnana and karma, then it is called unalloyed transcendental devotional service. In other words, pure bhakti. Bhakti has to be pure, without any tinged of material desires or desires for liberation, or desires for siddhis, desire for heaven, desire for woman, wine, honey, money, house, etc. So many desires we cultivate. I have seen this yatra when I was traveling. So many questions about this. We don't need to entertain this. Pure unalloyed devotional service is the emblems of this pure unalloyed devotional service is our Sadguru Swamis, Prabhupada, our Acharya, previous Acharyas, Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasa Acharya, Shyamananda Pandit, and so many, our previous Acharyas. No tinge of material desires. Only desire is how I can please Krishna, how I can please Radharani. Only one desire. And for that they push everything away. Rup Sanatana Goswami were the biggest officers in Nawab Hussain Shah's reign. Meaning lots of riches and lots of prestige and adoration, distinction, honor. Tyatva turna mashesha mandalapati srinim sadatuchavat bhuktva dina ganeshato karunaya kopi na kantasritav gopi bhavara shamrutabdi lahari kallola magnav muhur vande rupa shanatanav raghu yugo sri jiva gopalako. They become mendicant. giving up this aristocracy. Tyaktva tu nar. How they give up? Just like you give up a straw in a street. Turnam. Thinking this is very insignificant. They gave it up. Tyaktva turnam ashesha mandilapati srinim. Sadatuchivat. By thinking it is very insignificant. And what did they do? Bhuktva dina ganesha to karunaya. Kopina kanthasrita. They become so meek and humble. Humble. You can attain Krishna if you are at most humble. You have to entertain. These are the qualifications to know Krishna. Humility. Trunada pishunichena taroreva sahisnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Under such a humble state of mind, if one constantly can chant Hare Krishna. So this was entertained by our Goswamis. And then they cultivate Gopi Bhava Rasamrita Abdi Lahari. They were always immersed in the transcendental waves of Gopi Bhava. Gopi Bhava doesn't mean that you wear clothes like gopis or sakhi, beki, etc., etc. Gopi Bhava means the mood of gopi we have to imbibe. And what was the mood of gopis? How I can make Krishna happy every moment by my action, by my mind, by my whole existence. This is Gopi Bhava. People, they derive so many meaning out of Gopi Bhava. Tam sukhe sukhi tvam. Tvam dukhe dukhi tvam. Iti priti lakshanam. Gopi, they always was thinking like this. That Krishna is happy, then they are happy. Tam sukhe sukhi tvam. When Krishna was happy, they were happy. And when Krishna was unhappy, then they are unhappy. So this is the sign of pure love. Always thinking of Krishna's not well-being, but like that. Jasoda, mother Jasoda was thinking of well-being for Krishna and Nand Maharaj. So this is a Gopi Bhav. Gopi Bhav, Gopi Bhav Rasamritab Dil Hari. Kallola Magnav Muhur. Magnav Muhur. Always they were in ecstasy, realizing Krishna's pure transcendental devotional service. So anya vilasita sunyam jnana karma adanavrutam. No jnana karma. Anukulena anusilanam. We have to dispose favorable devotional service to Krishna the way he wants. That is pure. Not how I want. Now how I can engage Krishna in my service. That is not pure devotional service by which Krishna can be attracted towards you. One of the six characteristics of pure unalloyed devotional service to Krishna is that Krishna akarsini cha. Pure devotional service attracts Krishna towards you. Aham eva vedyo. Krishna can be known. Krishna akarsini cha. Pure unalloyed devotional service attracts Krishna towards you. And also Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that you should act in such a way that Krishna gets attracted to you. Not that we get attracted to Krishna. That is pure devotional service. That is how Krishna can be known. By pure and alert devotional service. Anya vilasita sunyam jnana karmad anavratam anukulena Krishna anusilanam bhaktir uttama. That devotional service is pure, topmost unalloyed devotional service. So by this devotional service, this kind of devotional service, we can know Krishna as he is. Bhaktya tva ananya sakya. Ananya bhakti. Ananya Bhakti means only devotional service to Krishna. Thinking that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is my Lord and Master. He created me. I am meant to be enjoyed by Him. Like I said, Prabhupada used to say, when somebody creates something, it is for His enjoyment. So Krishna created this world. So He created spirit, souls and other things for His enjoyment. So if spirit soul can serve Krishna, then spirit soul can be happy, peaceful, blissful. So Krishna has created everything for His enjoyment, for His satisfaction. So Ananya Bhakti means only Krishna. No others, demigods and devoted to so many mundane things, money, honey, etc., etc. That is Anya Bhakti. No Anya Bhakti. Ananya Bhakti means only Krishna and no others. So He can be known only by Ananya Bhakti. Like Bhishma Dev was Ananya Bhakta, it is stated in Bhagavatam. He was Ananya Bhakta, Bhishma Dev. And our Gaudiya Vaishnava, all Gaudiya Vaishnava, they are Ananya Bhakta. No deviation. Only Krishna and His pure love, and that's what I hanker for. I want to serve Krishna in Vrindavan, under the order of Radharani, His friends, Manjaris, etc. So this is our mood, Ananya Bhav. Serving only Krishna. Not considering our own selfish enjoyment. How Krishna can enjoy me? Because we are Shakti, we are His energy. We are all His potency, Shakti. And we meant to enjoy by Him. So when we let Him enjoy us, then we become peaceful, blissful, happy, and He becomes happy. So this is how we can know Krishna. Krishna can be bought only by transcendental devotional service. He can grant you anything and everything. He can grant you siddhis, He can grant you all material opulences, but he will not grant you pure unalloyed devotional service. Why? Because by that pure unalloyed devotional service, He gets bind up by devotees. Aham bhakta paradino. He becomes paradin. Aham bhakta paradino. So, this transcendental devotional service, Krishna does not grant that easy. That's why it is sudurlabha. Not only durlabh, bhakti, pure devotional service, is not only durlabh, but it is sudurlabh. Very rarely you can attain pure devotional service. Because Krishna doesn't grant them. Sudurlabha. And Krishna becomes subservient by this pure devotional service. Just like here in the case of Arjuna, he becomes subservient. Because Arjuna had pure love for Krishna. He bought Krishna. When Krishna was sleeping in his palace, Duryodhan went first. And he sat down at the head, the pillow of Krishna. And Arjuna sat down at the lotus feet, at the end of his bed. So they came here to ask Krishna, please help me on my side to fight this battlefield. So when Krishna got up, he saw Arjuna first. And then Duryodhana. But still they gave chance to Duryodhan, saying that, what do you want? You have my Narayani Sena, so many big soldiers in Yadu dynasty, and you have me, and I will not take up a weapon in the battlefield. So what do you want? Duryodhan, no devotion. How he can know Krishna? He thinks that he is not going to pick up any weapons. What is the use? Let me have his whole army, Narayana Sena. So no bhakti, how he can understand? But Arjuna had bhakti. He knew by bhakti who Krishna is, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the ingredient to know Krishna. What is the ingredient? That bhaktya mam abhijanati, unalloyed, ananya bhakti. Ananya bhakti. You cannot understand him by studying deep Vedas study, grammar, and become very scholarly speaking Sanskrit. This is not necessary. The impersonalist Mayavadi school, Shankaracharya school, they study these Upanishads and grammar and everything. But Shankaracharya said, this is not going to help you. Bhaja Govindam, Govindam, Bhaja Mudamate, Samhite Kale, Nahi Nahi Rakshati, Dukarne. This grammatical world jugglery will not help you. And you cannot know Krishna by this. That's why Bhaja Govindam, please worship Krishna. And tapasa, of course Prabhupada is defining tap very nicely. That kind of tap is very necessary. You can know Krishna by that. He is defining that voluntarily taking trouble for Krishna is austerity. So this is bhakti. It is voluntarily we want to take trouble to please Krishna. And that is bhakti. But what tap here means you sit down on torching heat from the sun and around you have a fire and then try to perform austerity. So that kind of tap is condemned here. You cannot see or understand Krishna by this kind of mode of ignorance, tapasya. Tapasya also in three modes. So that kind of tap cannot make us understand Krishna. Danena. Dan also should be given. He says in 18th chapter that dan should be also given. But here the meaning of dan is that by giving donation, giving charity, you want to attain heavenly planets. So that's why dan, tapa, yagna dana tapas chaiva, na tajyam eva cha. Yagya, dan, tap should not be given up. But that kind of dan, by which we want to elevate ourselves to heavenly planets. So by that we cannot understand Krishna. And ichya, you can understand Krishna by worshipping him. One of the ninefold devotional service. But what it meant ichya here is that karma kanda, you worship Vishnu through yajna and karma kanda and along with other demigods. So that kind of worship will not help to know Krishna. So what will help? It is stated next verse. He says, bhaktyatva ananyaya sakya. By ananya bhakti, I can be known as I am. So this ananya bhakti and this bhakti, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, that Brahmand Brahmite कौन भाग्यवान जीव गुरु कृष्ण प्रसाद पाए भक्ति लता बीज. दिस भक्ति लता बीज यू कैन बाय यू कैन गेट फ्रॉम कृष्ण और गुरु. ब्रह्मांड भ्रमित है कौन भाग्यवान जीव गुरु एंड कृष्ण प्रतापे बाय देयर मर्सी वी कैन हैव द ट्रांसेंडेंटल सीड ऑफ डिवोशन इन अवर हार्ट. देन माली हना करे से ही बीज आरोपण श्रवण कीर्तन जले करे सिंचन. दैट भक्ति लता बीज वी कैन वॉटर बाय द प्रोसेस ऑफ regularly hearing and chanting sravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam archanam vandanam sakhyam dasyam atmanivedanam ninefold devotional service. So very easy bhakti is very easy. No penance is not easy and all other processes are not easy, but bhakti very easy. Prabhupada says even the dog can take part in it. When we chant Hare Krishna on the street, many dogs, they hear. It's called Sravan Bhakti. And Sivananda Sen's dog, he went back to home, back to Godhead in his lifetime by performing Bhakti along with devotees. So Bhakti is very, very simple way and very, very sublime way, topmost way, by which we can understand Krishna as He is. We have to understand Krishna tattvatah, as He is. And He says that in Bhagavad Gita, who He is, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusam, Sasvatam, Divyam, Adidevam, Ajam, Vibham. He is Vibhu, greater than greatest, smaller than smallest. He is Param Brahma. Not only Brahma, Param Brahma. Arjuna says this. And Krishna also says, Mata parataram na anyat. There is no truth superior to me. So, this is tattvatah. We have to know Krishna. He is the source of everything. He is the source of all Purusha avatar, all avatar. He is the source of all living entity. He is the source of all eminate and inanimate. Isavasyam idam sarvam yat kinchit jagatam jagat. Everything is emanating from Him. He is the source of everything. So the very definition of God is that He is a creator, He is a maintainer, and He is an annihilator at the end. Srishti, Sthiti, Pralaya, Sadhana, Sakti, Reka. So He is the This is God. Krishna creates, Krishna maintains, and Krishna annihilates. Asama Urdhva. There is nobody equal to Him, there is nobody above Him. This is the definition of God. So, we can know Krishna Tattvata by pure, transcendental, unalloyed, devotional service without any tinge of anya. Ananya, without tinge of worshipping anybody else. We have to become Ananya Bhakta. Pinpointed. Very, very, very fixed and determination. Vyavasitatmika buddhi ekeha kuru nandana. So ekeha kuru nandana. Krishna is the God and we meant to serve Him. And that's it. No point beyond it. This is all. We have to serve. We have to understand. And by that we can understand Him as He is. So I'll pause here. Any question at all?
I was thinking that you mentioned that it is not that we should become attracted to Krishna, but Krishna should become attracted to us. But then Krishna is all attractive.
Yes. Vice versa. Yeah. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said for his elevated disciple that act in such a way that Krishna is attracted to you. And of course we have to, if it is a mistake, I want to say sorry, but we have to get attracted to Krishna also. Then Krishna will be attracted to us, vice versa. Krishna is all attractive, and we will be spontaneously attracted to him immediately after seeing his transcendental beauty. Keep it, Madan Mohan. So we get attracted, but in devotional service, when we serve Krishna, then we don't have to desire that we see Krishna or we want to attract or we want to attract, we want to attract Krishna towards us. And that is pure bhakti, one of the symptoms. Krishna Akarsini Cha, the first page of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Rupa Goswami says that pure bhakti attracts Krishna towards devotee. So that's what I meant. But yes, we definitely get attracted to Krishna. Because we get attracted to Krishna, we can serve him in pure love. Otherwise, there is no question.
It's like purifying our attraction to. Initially, we are attracted, but that attraction is not pure.
Right.
And then it has to be purified by acting in such a way that actually Krishna is. Yeah,
right. You put it nicely, Maharaj. Thank you. Any other question? Yes, Prabhuji.
How is this possible for Grihastha to get pure devotional service? Because I don't understand. Does it mean that, as far as I understand, Grihastha has some material motives? Because if he wouldn't have them, then he can just let everything or what?
So how
can a Grihastha develop pure devotional service? What should be his or her attitude or position?
Yes, there are different stages in devotional service. Kanishta stage, Madhyam stage and Uttama stage, meaning the beginner's neophyte stage. Then there is a middle class stage in which you consider to be performing second class devotional service. And then there is a pure devotee, Uttamadhikari Bhakti, Bhakta, who executes pure unalloyed devotional service to Krishna. So in that pure stage, there is no tinge of jnana, karma, material attachment, and attachment to material things. But slowly and gradually you can progress under the guidance of devotees of Krishna. Tad anuragi jananugami. You can chant holy name, you can read about Krishna under the guidance of devotees. And then they can tell you what is that you should do to progress. There is a scale, measurement, how you progress in devotional service, where you are at. So there is adho sraddha tatha sadhu sangha tatha bhajana kriya tatha anartha nivritti syat tatha nishtha ruchis tatha tatha sakti tatha bhav tatha prema vidyan chanti sadhakanam ayam premna pradur bhavi bhavit krama. So pure love. Before pure love, there are 8 different stages under which you go through. And the beginning is that you have to entertain, develop faith in your heart. And what is the definition of faith? That you have a staunch belief. You believe in Krishna's transcendental words. So that belief in Krishna's transcendental words is called faith. And that is beginning. Krishna says, this is good, this is no good, this is faith. Krishna says, no good, discard it, this is faith. So that adho, beginning, adho sraddha, tada sadhu sangha, then you associate with devotees, the saintly people. And by association, they will instruct you what is right, what is wrong. So you practice that. Then bhajana kriya, they will instruct you about how to practice bhajana kriya, chanting, dancing, feasting, like that. And after bhajana kriya, so this is how you progress. It's not that overnight you will become detached from material world, but you have to constantly practice. Anartha nivritti syat. Four stages, you will give up all these anarthas, smoking, drinking, etc., etc. So, we don't have to jump into pure devotional service right away, but go stage by stage. Any other question? Yes, Mother.
Why is Krishna afraid to give why is Krishna afraid to give
devotion? He is not afraid, but he thinks himself that if I give him pure devotional service, then aham bhakta paradino, he becomes dependent on his devotees. Do this, do that. Or we have seen in Krishna Leela, Jasoda, Mother Jasoda, or Nanda Maharaj says, bring shoes, then he brings shoes.